Hey everybody, welcome back to the history of video games. My name is Wes and I'm here as always with the wonderful Ben. How you doing today, Ben?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Wes?
I'm doing great. I'm excited for our special little episode today. As you may have seen with the title, we are going to be talking about our gaming year in review, which since most of the games that we play are on Steam, we use the Steam replay feature to see what we've been playing for the past year.
Yeah, I'm excited. There's a lot of things in here I completely forgot about. So
yeah, same.
But before we hop into that, Wes, I have to know what you've been playing in 2026.
Yeah.
Anything new in your life? What's going on?
Based off of the 2025 replay, it's a bit more of the same because I am still grinding to get through Silksong, the third act, finish it up. And I've been really enjoying it. I've, you know, was trying to do some of it without looking it up, but basically in the third act, you're just open to go to the whole world again, and certain areas have like special interactions. And some of it's very easy to figure out where like the new quests are, but other stuff, it's like, I don't know. I would have to just go to the exact right place and find this secret wall that I never found before and all that. So I've been looking some stuff up. I've been racking up all the Steam achievements and finishing things up. And I finally turned in this piece of equipment that I forgot I had that makes it so that you can see what percentage of completion you have of the game.
Okay.
And as soon as I turned it in, it said I had 97% completion. So I am very close. I'm a little confused because I still have like the final boss and then one boss before the final boss left. And now I'm at 99%. So I think some of the content I've been doing might just be, I've been seeing people say online that like some stuff doesn't count towards the 100%. It's just optional content. And I've just been kind of trying to grind out everything because I want to explore all that there is in the Silksong world. So we'll see. I at least know that the one boss I have to fight before the final boss fight is definitely going to be that either 0.5% or 1% or something to get me there. So I'm looking forward to that. And they announced a while back that there is going to be a DLC for Silksong. I think in the first game, it was sort of like took place concurrent to the main story or maybe after the main story or like towards the end of the main story. So I'm really curious what they do with this one. But it seems like they've been really conscious of not letting anyone miss out on content in Silksong, especially. They're making it so like stuff is hard to miss and stuff that you can easily miss doesn't count towards your 100%. So I'm hoping that even if I have a 100% save, I can kind of just load up before the final boss and go back and explore the DLC. If not, maybe I'll start up a new save of it. But I feel like after I 100% Silksong, I'm going to be done for a while.
Yeah.
But it's been good. There's some fun new boss refights. And I've been kind of, you know, some of them I had to ram my head up against it for a couple hours, but I've been able to breeze through a lot of them. I feel like I'm finally getting into a flow with the game right as it's coming to the conclusion.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it, playing more. Definitely let us know when you complete it. I'm sure it won't be too long.
Yep. But what about you? What have you been playing in 2026?
Well, more of what I was playing in 2025.
Yeah, yep.
I've been playing a lot more Super Mario World still. I don't know, just been having the vibe to do it. I don't know. I think last time I talked about it, I was playing a lot of these like really short ROM hacks, and I finally decided let's pull the trigger on like a really big one, you know, to kind of see if it feels better. Before this, the largest ROM hack I had played was like 60 exits or like 60 levels ish, and it was one of my favorites. So I thought I would probably like something longer. I ended up going with this one called Mario's Search for the 8 Jewels, which is a full ROM hack of 8 worlds, and it has 96 exits.
Wow, so okay.
I was like, gonna be in for a while, you know what I mean? I really liked it. Again, I think it's my new favorite ROM hack I've ever played. It's like a very standard kind of Mario expansion kind of campaign, you know? I mean, it's not like it's really hard or anything. It starts off like level 1-1, feels like level 1-1 in normal Mario. And by the end, it gets kind of hard, like definitely harder than I think normal Mario gets. But I don't know. I just like having that kind of smooth transition from easy to hard along 8 worlds. And I like kind of having each world feel like it has its own identity and theme, and the levels aren't as like random or one-off. And also because there was 100 levels, the levels were pretty short. I don't think any level had a midway in it, which is like a checkpoint. Most Mario levels do have one, but these levels were so short that it was like the length of just the first half of a large level. So it just kind of went pretty quick. And I got hung up a couple times. There were definitely like a few, I'll say like chocolate mechanics in the Mario community. That's like anything not standard to the original Mario game.
Oh, right. As opposed to vanilla. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were pretty interesting, but I always was like, I kind of just want to get back to playing Mario. There's one that they took, you know, those like kind of barrels that launched Donkey Kong and like Donkey Kong Country. Yeah, they like move around. They're like, let's do that with Mario. And there's a whole barrel. And it was one of the hardest levels. I don't know. The background of that level too was like kind of Donkey Kong Country, and it was just hard to like look at.
Right.
But there was that one. I remember getting stuck on a level with like a wind mechanic, so Mario kept getting pushed backwards, and that was really hard. But overall, it was really fun. And even like whenever you beat a hard level, like the next one would be kind of easy again or something. So it felt like you could progress pretty quick for a while. I don't know. Just when you have 100 levels, you can do that probably.
Right.
So I don't know if that was intentional or what, but yeah, I really liked it. Probably took maybe 2 weeks to beat. I'm not very good at Mario, really, but the more I play, the more confidence I get. So yeah, probably I'm not sure what I'll do next. Maybe I'll start up another really big one. We'll just have to see, but I'm kind of liking the bigger ones over the small ones.
Yeah. Especially if they're able to execute it as well as this one did, and you know, have some kind of fun unified theme, or you know, cool themes per each world.
It was cool. Nice they had all custom music in there, and there were definitely I think the overworld theme for some of the areas were like, it was straight out of like Pokemon. I was like, wait, I know this song. You know, like the Palutown theme or something, that, you know what I mean?
Just mix it up.
There's a couple in there that I really was like, oh, I know this one, which is fun. Yeah, it was good. But that's what I've been up to. One of the things I've been up to, one of the things that won't show up in our Steam year in review, but a lot of my games I do play on Steam. So, yeah, should we start this, Wes? See what's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why don't we just walk it down? Let's start off with how many games we played on Steam this year. I played 6 fewer games than last year.
Yeah, same here. I did 5 fewer.
Okay. And I think I was higher than you last year, so I'm going to say I'm higher than you again then.
Yeah.
But I played 30 games this year.
What about you? Yeah, I only did 24.
And how many of those were new?
8 of them were new.
Yeah, I had 24 new games. So I was playing a lot of new stuff.
Yeah.
I was still going through my unplayed games list for most of this year. I kind of got hung up. I rolled, as you know, Call of Pripyat.
Yes.
I've just been avoiding it. I don't know. I need to get back into it. But yeah, so I think that's probably why I've got so many new games there. I didn't actually buy very many games.
I like it. It said for me that specifically 3 of the games I played were demos. I guess this was the year of me getting back into playing demos. Like the one I just talked about recently, Queen's Domain.
I don't have any demos.
But yeah, and it is a little funny to me that how it has like a little red arrow and saying like, wow, you did less games than last year. It's like, okay, don't make this a value judgment on me, you know?
But, well, I feel really bad for the next one, because the next one's achievements, and I did horribly compared to last year.
Yeah, same here. I did 43 less achievements than last year.
Yes, I did 247 less achievements than last year.
Well, last year, wasn't that the year when you were playing the game where you get an achievement like just for moving the mouse? Or no.
Probably. I probably play some game like that. But I think I might still beat you, though. We'll just have to see. Well, how many do you have, Wes?
198 is what I have.
I have 276.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well,
so that really puts last year to perspective.
Yeah. With more new games, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, probably.
But how many of those were rare achievements? You know, I'm always grinding for those under 10% ones.
Well, you might have me there. I only have 28 rare achievements.
Got 56.
This
year, yeah, I feel like was the year for me of like game completion, or trying to get game completion, you know? So the next category they have here really surprised me, because I'm consider myself a mouse and keyboard gamer, but I had 61% of my games played were with controller this year.
Whoa.
So I've
switched. What were you playing?
What, and you know, it's when we get to the my list of my top three games, like two of them, which I've spent the most time playing, are all controller.
Okay.
So yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, I had 86% played with keyboard and mouse, okay. Only 14% yeah, yeah, with controller. So, although it's not counting Mario, I'm playing that with a controller.
There you go. Yeah. Steam can only do so much.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into our top three of what we've played this year?
Yeah.
I'll start off with my top one because it's, I feel like this happens to me a lot where it's something I played for the first half of the year and then I kind of forgot that I played it. But yeah, this was the year that I finished, finally, Witcher 3, Wild Hunt. Mm-hmm. And that was 28% of my playtime throughout the whole year. And that is a controller game, for sure. So that's a big reason why, gotcha, I had so much controller playtime this year.
Yeah, well, mine is another big RPG, just like yours. Can you remember any that I played this year with, before I give it away?
I don't know why I'm blanking on this. No, I can't.
Bethesda game.
Oh, did you do... Fallout or no, Skyrim as well? Shoot.
I did both.
Yeah, okay.
My number one game is Fallout 4.
That's right.
18% playtime. I beat that game and more or less 100%ed it, except for like the silly long stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
So I played that a lot, like right at the beginning of the year. And then my second game is Skyrim, which I only think I talked about once on the podcast because I haven't beaten it yet. And I still need to get back to playing more of it.
Right. But
I played that 75 sessions and I still think I'm only like a third of the way through the game. So yeah, that one's going to enter 2026 for sure. And then my last one, of course, is Rocksmith, which tends to always be up there.
Yeah.
I wonder if
yeah,
it thinks I'm playing Rocksmith with the keyboard and mouse.
Yeah. I'm curious if that counts as a controller input or not. But for my second and third one, I had, of course, Hollow Knight Silksong, another controller mm-hmm, game. And that was 16% of my time. So that's, right there is 44% of my time playtime this year was with a controller just between those two games.
Yeah.
And then the third one, I forgot I played this year as well, but it was Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl, with 11% of my playtime, which I do play that with mouse and keyboard. And I was going to say, oh yeah, I forgot it came out this year, but it actually came out November of 2024. So I just did a lot of my playtime with some of the new patches that they did. And they're still updating it. They finally, like a couple months ago, added night vision to the game, which was sorely needed for mm-hmm, the dark environment. So I'm definitely going to do another playthrough of that. And I think I only have like 3 achievements left in that game too. That was one that I wanted to try and 100% achievements just for funsies.
Yeah. All right, cool. Those all make sense for you, I would say.
Yeah.
But Wes, let's go down to the longest streak.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What are yours here? I have no idea what mine would be, you know what I mean? Like, or if it's good or bad. I see that the Steam median is 6 days.
Yeah.
My longest streak was 12 days.
Well, you know, this is making me feel like maybe I should get out and go outside a little bit more because mine was 37 days in a row that I was playing games on Steam. During that streak, it must have been at the beginning of the year, I played Witcher, which I think I was mm-hmm, trying to play like every day for a little bit there. I was super into it. And then a little bit of Baldur's Gate and Path of Exile, which again, I think, you know, when you're playing Path of Exile, it's a bit of like a check-in every day and play that. And then a demo actually made it on the list there, Half Sword, which I think I talked about on the podcast, but it's just this extremely gory and silly, like kind of like physics-based medieval combat game. Mm-hmm. And it's just a lot of fun. Even with the demo, you can just have so much fun with it.
Nice. Yeah, my streak was Rocksmith, which I'm guessing is probably why it's a streak at all, but then also yeah, Fallout 4 and Axis Football 2024, the old
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I was feeling at that time, a little bit everything, I guess. But all right, Les, let's go and talk about what types of games we've been playing. Mm-hmm. I feel like you always have more new releases than I do. I had 8% new releases. What about you?
Yeah, so I had 27% new releases mm-hmm, this year, so I'm definitely, you know, sometimes the new release hype gets me, and especially when you're talking a Silksong, I'm sure is a huge chunk of that.
Oh, I almost forgot too. Like you played the new Pokemon, right? That's not going to be on here.
But oh, you're right.
That's going to account for quite a few hours.
Yeah, I could look up my Steam hours on that, but I'm sure it's like 70 hours or 60 hours yeah, at least that I played on that Pokemon game because I was eating that up for a while.
But yeah, I had 60% classic games and 32% recent games.
That's last, interesting.
7 years, yeah.
Yeah, my recent, the 1 to 7 years, or released in the past 1 to 7 years, was 43%, and then I only had 30% for classic games. So I got a pretty nice balance there. But I think, again, Witcher 3 is probably the past 1 to 7 years released, and I'm sure that counts for a big chunk of that as well.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that the Steam overall users, only 14% played new releases, or, you know, yeah. 14%. So a lot of people playing his old games. It's hard to beat them, I guess.
I would be curious to see if that number has gone down as things like Xbox Game Pass have come out, you know, because then all your new releases you can get on Game Pass and you don't have to buy it on Steam. It's interesting. Oh, and I should say, of course, another game I just remembered that I play a ton that isn't on Steam, well, is on Steam now, but I don't have it on Steam, is Escape from Tarkov. That's another game that I'm sure has lots of hours for me this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's move down to the categories now. They have this little graph of like what type of games you play the most. Mm-hmm. I always feel like there's some weird categories in here that don't really match anything.
Yeah.
My two biggest were FPS, which I guess would be, you know, Stalker, and then Metroidvania for Silksong. So that makes a lot of sense. And then Souls-like as well. But then I have one in here that just says Dwarf. And I don't know if that means...
Wait, what were you playing?
Like,
Doors?
Dwarf Fortress like, or if that means like Deep Rock Galactic, which I think I did play a little bit this year, and it has dwarves in it, but I don't know what dwarf means.
I wonder if it's just from like the tags that they put in like the game descriptions.
Oh, you know what? I think you're probably right. And I feel like dwarf probably is a tag in Deep Rock Galactic now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. But what about you? What does your spider graph look like?
Yeah, mine's, I feel like, makes a pretty good amount of sense. There's nothing too crazy on here. You got music, you know, Rocksmith. Souls-like, I was playing Dark Souls 2, so
right.
I can see that. And then but a little bit smaller, you got RTS and roguelike deck builder, very specific.
Yeah, yeah.
I was playing Slay the Spire this year, I'm pretty sure. Action roguelike, I'm sure from some of my like little indie games. And Warhammer 40K, probably from Dawn of War, if I had to guess.
Right, yeah. I love that that's its own category.
Yeah. But yeah, where should we go from here, Wes?
I just noticed something funny as I was going through my timeline of when I played all the games during the year. I had 2 months of the year where I only played one game somehow on Steam.
Really?
Yeah, which I feel like that rarely happens. But in August, I must have been really focused on finishing Witcher 3, which is interesting because I didn't finish the last DLC. And I don't know if you've heard, but now there's rumors that they are going to release another new DLC for Witcher 3 to potentially bridge into Witcher 4. So I'm definitely going to have to revisit that again in 2026 to finish that second DLC. But then October is the release month, I think, it wasn't the release month for Silksong, but I really played a lot of Silksong in October. So that was 100% all I played for October.
That's very cool. I've got something pretty weird on my month graph here. The month of December, I played no games on Steam. I feel like that is crazy. Like there's nothing there.
Hey, yeah, it is crazy. Yeah. I mean, I know you were, you know, we're all busy around the holidays and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I started a new job December 1st, so maybe there's correlation there. But I also didn't play very much between like April and June, but I had a big spike coming into the late summertime and at the beginning of the year for sure. But yeah, with all that being said, Wes, why don't we just like walk through our timeline of games this year and just talk about any of the smaller ones that you kind of forgot about, you want to shout out?
Yeah, yeah.
I played quite a few and that I completely forgot about, but what about you? Anything stick out?
Yeah, well, I had at the very beginning of the year, I think I was finishing up Blasphemous, which was a great, you know, Metroidvania game that I must have almost finished it in 2024 and then rounded it out. And also, you know, a little bit of Deep Rock Galactic in there. And another new release, quote unquote, new release that I totally forgot about was the Oblivion Remastered release this year. Mm-hmm. Great game. Need to get back to that for sure. But it's a huge game and it is basically just Oblivion, but it looks better. So I have beat it before. But yeah, other than that, there's some weird ones where I know that I just played it for a little bit because I wanted to get some footage of it.
Yeah.
Oh, and also Elden Ring, which I don't remember what I was doing in July that made me play more Elden Ring, but I might have just randomly started a new playthrough for some reason. I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like mine, the beginning of the year is really where all the like hidden gem games are, because I was still going through my unplayed games list a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Going through all these little indie games, going through them quickly. A couple to shout out, Driftland the Magic Revival is one that I played early this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like an RTS, but you're on islands and you can kind of like link up the islands and like move them around and build bridges between them and stuff. Really cool. I really like that game. It was like an RTS that wasn't super micro-focused or like super fast-paced. It was a little bit more relaxed, but it was still an RTS, and it was just really cool. So I really liked that one. I played Burger Shop. I remember that one. Same thing with the Shawarma Legend. I don't know if I talked about that on the podcast, but...
You might have, yeah. Or at least you talked to me about it. But
yeah, Shawarma Legend was really good. Just like a fast-paced, you know, kind of clicker game, which I really like. Played that little indie game Going Under, where you can like pick up, you're like in an office setting and you like pick up like laptops and hit people with them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That had a lot of really cool things going on and I really liked it. But yeah, other than that, I played some Viscera Cleanup this year, a lot of Dawn of War. Steam thinks I played Skyrim for the first time because I had to rebuy the special edition because all the mods weren't on the anniversary edition or whatever. So that was annoying. But yeah, I would say those are some of the nice standouts. Oh, Darksiders I played this year. That was really fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, a lot of really cool stuff. And along with the usual big ones that we already were talking about. So. But yeah, do you want to say, like, do you have, like, a top game of this year, Wes, that really sums up the year?
It's funny because looking back at this, you know, I remember stuff that's like, I totally forgot that I even played that, Witcher being the big one. And as much as I'm having a great time with Silksong and it's amazing, I feel like Witcher 3, just like going on that whole journey and being able to complete the main story of that was awesome. And I just love that universe so much. So I think Witcher 3 Wild Hunt was probably my favorite of the year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with Fallout 4. It was just a massive, massive game that I was actually able to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I didn't love every single part about it, but overall, the amount of variety in the locations and the things I did there, definitely going to stick with me for a while. So that's probably mine. So, yeah. A really nice year. Obviously, we played a lot of games on the timeline, but if you guys want to learn more about that, you just have to listen to the normal episodes.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really quick housekeeping. There'll be no episode next week because I'm going on a little bit of a trip to Ohio. So we'll see if I make it back out from there. But that's it. What do you think, Wes?
Yeah,
it's been a good year. It's been
for sure
a year of a lot of change for me. Got a new job, which is always challenging. And learn some new skills and stuff for work. But it's been good. I'm back in the swing of things. I'm ready to start 2026 off the right way. So,
yeah. And I forgot that I moved the middle of this year, too. Mm-hmm. So some big changes for us. But yeah, lots of good games as always. And I know we're going to have lots of fun stuff to play in 2026 as well. And lots of great stuff to talk about on the podcast, going back to 1983 and other years as we progress. So. Looking forward to doing more of this. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to check out our website where we've got information on games that we've covered in our history of video games timeline, make sure to check out our website. We've got lots of great information. Also follow us on X because we post announcements about our episodes there. And if we end up having a week where we have a delay, you'll see it there. And if you have any questions, you can always send us an email.
And with that, we'll catch you next time.
See you all next time.